shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Hillsboro this morning, where two people are in the hospital following a shooting. You're looking at video from the scene from the Breaking News Tracker. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And the cold front has moved out. We're going to see some more pleasant temperatures. Afternoon highs in the mid-80s, but overnight lows are really starting to drop.
Plus, new details we are learning about the convicted killer who led Pennsylvania authorities on an intense manhunt for 2 weeks before being captured. Glad ending to that story. You certainly have that over with. And we're glad you're with us here on our Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Let's get our Thursday started with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a check on this nice looking weather, and we're getting ready for that fall feel.
Yes, it feels okay this morning out there. We'll take a look. Temperatures still looking at 72, our dew point still at 70. So we're going to see this air mass. It's going to feel better for us. Taking a little bit of time to get here. We'll really start to notice it tomorrow morning as our temperatures are in the 50s. So as much as 15 degrees cooler for us tomorrow morning. But it's already cooler in a few spots. It's 63 in Roxboro, 65 South Hill, 68 Southern Pines, 69 Goldsboro. Everybody else checking in the low 70s right now. Hour by hour, we'll see a slow warm up today. We'll still stay at 79 at lunchtime, and we'll see a high of 84 this afternoon. You'll notice drying out as we get through the day and lots of sunshine. So all the rain that's been in our forecast for the last several days is out of here. Hurricane Lee is now down to Category 2 finally. Winds at 100 miles per hour. It's moving north at 9 miles per hour. It's made that nice northerly turn. It's going to move past Bermuda late tonight, early tomorrow morning as a Category 1 storm with winds at about 90 miles per hour. It will bring high rip current danger along our coast and continue to push northward and likely have some impacts in our northeastern states and then, of course, through the Maritimes of Canada, but definitely weakening along the way with wind speeds in the 40s. Of course, we still have other things that are out there in the tropics. We'll take a closer look at what's brewing coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news. Police are on the scene where two people were shot overnight in Orange County. This happened on West Orange Street in the town of Hillsboro. Brett Neese has been in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker all night where this happened. Brett, what can you tell us?
Well, Renee, within the last 15 minutes or so, they've wrapped up their investigation. They're at the scene where this happened. So now we're here at the police department. But investigators not releasing many details about exactly what happened. I want to get you right to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to show you what this scene looked like overnight. And you can see that they had the road blocked off there on West Orange Street for over 5 hours with plenty of crime scene tape while they collected evidence and took pictures of that scene. And then around 3:30, the focus really shifted towards one of the homes there where this happened. People who live on that street tell me that two people were shot and taken to the hospital. This morning, first responder radio traffic is revealing possible details on how this all unfolded.
We've got two victims shot. One's at 217, one's at 215. The one in 215 is out in the yard. 217 is the female inside the house.
Working to learn from police the current condition of those two people who were shot. I'm also working to learn whether or not they have a suspect at this point. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Live in Hillsboro, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
A suspect is expected to make his first court appearance today after police say he waved a gun at a store on UNC's campus. This incident forced the university to go on its second lockdown in 16 days. Officers arrested 27-year-old Mikel Harris yesterday afternoon. A witness captured the moments officers tracked him down to an apartment complex on Formosa Lane in Chapel Hill. Just north of campus, investigators say the suspect is the boyfriend of a former Alpine Bagel Cafe employee. They say he pulled out his gun during a loud confrontation. Harris is being held in the Orange County Jail. WRAL plans to be there later today when he appears in court.
Meanwhile, UNC students and staff will return to class this morning after another scary day on campus. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at UNC this morning. Kelsey, many students are on edge after a difficult start this semester.
Renee, I'm sure there are, and students are returning to the classroom this morning, now just one day after the second lockdown of the semester. And for many of those students, faculty and staff here, that moment brought back the trauma that they experienced from the deadly shooting that happened here less than a month ago. Sirens blared on campus yesterday when the school went under lockdown at 12:15 11:55 p.m., Alert Carolina sent an emergency notification about an armed and dangerous person on or near campus. The all clear was given a little over 2 hours later. Students say the two scary situations already this year have them on edge.
There's been two lockdowns in my freshman year, just starting school. You know, every time there's a loud noise, I flinch a little bit.
And something that makes yesterday's lockdown even more chilling is that university staff met earlier that day to discuss protocol for what happens when there's a school lockdown or a campus shooter in light of what happened in August. I'm sure that was a moment that they were hoping that they would never see again, especially so soon. And the chancellor has released a statement saying that there will be mental health support available for students, faculty, and staff. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Also an important point to remember, UNC's campus isn't just students and teachers. There are visitors and families and children that were on campus yesterday when that lockdown happened. One student we spoke with had a young child with her at the time that alert went out.
We immediately went into the bathrooms and it was just completely surreal because it's just a repeat of what just happened. And I was in one of the bathroom stalls with a couple other girls, and one of the girls had her little 9-year-old sister there. So it was just really tragic.
The story will continue to develop throughout the day today. Once the man appears in court, when we are not on the air, you can also find the most up-to-date information on WRL.com and the WRL News app.
Today, we're learning more about how Durham Public Schools is addressing violence at school. We've learned there have been 12 fights at Northern High School since school started there last week. A student was stabbed Monday, sending Northern High School into lockdown. WRL spoke with Laverne Maddox with DPS Student Support Services. Maddox says there's a rapid response team made up of counselors, social workers, and other support staff that is able to report to schools in these situations. She says it's important for parents to communicate with their children about their emotions.
As parents, continue to keep the lines of communication open with your children. Continue to be involved in not only what's happening with them at school, but what also is happening in their social circles.
Maddox says parents should reach out to the school for support on how to have those difficult conversations with your children. She says the district develops social and emotional curriculum in every high school to help students process emotions from events like recent fights.
This morning, the man charged with murdering Alicia Watts will be back in court in Montgomery County. James Dunmore was Watts' boyfriend. He could face life in prison without parole or the death penalty if he's convicted. Dunmore has been in jail since his first court appearance August 28th.
Prices are ticking upward again, and this morning we'll get new information to give us a better outlook on the future of the economy. Later this morning, the new producer price index report will be released. It comes just one day after the CPI report, which showed inflation is on the rise. That new data excludes food and energy. Economists predict today's PPI numbers will also show an increase. This information will help shape the Federal Reserve's decision on whether to increase interest rates again when they meet next week. The report comes out at 8:30. All new this morning, the Powerball jackpot has jumped to nearly $600 million. That's because no one won last night's drawing. Here are the winning numbers: 22, 30, 37, 44, 45, and 18. The Power Play was 3. Maybe you won a smaller prize. So now there's $596 million up for grabs. If you win, your cash value will be $288 million. The next drawing is Saturday night. You can watch it live right here on WRL.
Coming up on 440, a convicted murderer is back behind bars at a maximum security prison this morning. He eluded hundreds of law enforcement officers for 2 weeks, and now Danilo Cavalcante has been captured. Coming up, the new charge added to his life sentence.
And the already strained car market could be the next to feel the pressure of a union strike. Still ahead, what automakers will need to agree to avoid workers walking off the job.
Plus, to give you this live look at the DBAP right now. Beautiful day ahead. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has details when we come back.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and it's a lovely feeling morning for us out there. We'll take a live look at Apex, and all is dry here on Salem Street. And that's going to be the way things will go for the next several days. And we're just going to continue to see a nice little drop in our humidity and our temperatures over the next 24 hours or so. It's still a little bit on the warm side this morning, 68 Southern Pines, 71 Fayetteville, 71 Goldsboro, 71 in Rocky Mount. The cold front is just pushing out, and as it moves off, it will allow the cooler air to filter in. But we're still maybe a few hours from that. But we should drop on down into the mid-60s in the next few hours, and it should feel pretty comfortable. I mean, a warm afternoon if you're going to be out for a run or some exercise with temperatures in the mid-80s, but our humidity is on the way down, and that always makes it feel a little bit better, of course. Coming up, we're going to take a close look at the tropics.
This morning, we are hearing from people who knew the U.S. Army reservist shot and killed by a Wilson County sheriff's deputy. 22-year-old Lamara Spade Jr. was shot and killed at a home in Saratoga on Sunday. The sheriff's office says they were called to the home because Spate was having a mental health crisis. They say deputies tried to de-escalate, but Spate put one of them in a headlock and reached for his gun. That's when another deputy shot and killed Spate. Spate's high school football coach remembers him as a smart, quiet kid with a magnetic personality.
This kid was just like, you had no choice but to gravitate to this kid. Quiet. Run through a wall for you. It was very, very, very smart at school.
WRL has asked if any deputies involved are on leave while the SBI investigates, and we're waiting for a response from them.
DNA evidence helped police make an arrest in a rape case from more than 25 years ago. Fayetteville police say they now have 55-year-old Linford Moore in custody in connection to a 1997 rape. He was arrested yesterday in Hope Mills. Moore is charged with first-degree rape, kidnapping, and felony breaking and entering.
We have a better idea of COVID's recent impact on North Carolina. It is not good. The new numbers show the virus has soared across our state. 638 people are hospitalized right now with COVID statewide. It's a 29% jump from last week. Wastewater data shows the rate of the virus is second highest so far this year. Updated COVID-19 vaccines should be available in North Carolina within the next few days. And this comes after the CDC gave the green light for updated vaccines earlier this week. This year, the federal government isn't covering the cost for everyone, but health insurance will pay in most cases. There are programs for people who want a vaccine but are uninsured or underinsured.
After a two-week manhunt, the convicted murderer who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison is now back behind bars, this time at a maximum security facility. Danilo Cavalcante was arrested Wednesday morning after police found him in a wooded area about 30 miles from the county prison where he escaped. Following his capture, he was taken to a state correctional institution where he will serve his life sentence for first-degree murder. In addition to that, Cavalcante has been charged with felony escape. He's expected to be in court again for a preliminary hearing on September 27th.
Major disruption to the U.S. auto industry could come at midnight as workers prepare to strike over contract negotiations. The United Auto Workers Union is demanding a 46% pay increase over 4 years and better benefits. If a deal isn't made by midnight, workers will walk off the job at specific facilities targeted to cause the biggest disruption to the three main auto manufacturers.
I'll go on strike for anything to make sure that the folks that are coming in after me are going to have a livable wage and a future. Like, this was a career when I first started, and now it's just a job.
The union represents roughly 146,000 auto workers. The latest offer from the big three, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, includes pay increases ranging between 17 and 20% over 4 years. Currently, U.S.-based auto workers can make as much as $67 per hour.
Voters in Harnett County have some registration deadlines to keep in mind for municipal elections. People in Dunn and Irwin have until tomorrow to register for Election Day. Anger, Coates, and Lillington voters have until October 13th. You can find other election information like early voting and registration information on Harnett County's website.
State Health Department is working to address challenges and improve mental health in our state. Today, North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, along with state senators and leaders, will hold a town hall in Elizabeth City. The public is invited to attend, ask questions, and contribute to the conversation. A similar town hall was held at Camden University last month. This morning, Fort Liberty is helping military spouses connect with local businesses. North Carolina Center for Economic Empowerment and Development and Army Community Service will host a career expo from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Fort Liberty's Smith Lake Recreation Area. You can meet with employers, review your resume, and make professional connections. The event is open to all military ID card holders.
Little by little, we're knocking down our high temperatures, getting closer to the normal temperatures this time of year. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Feels pleasant out there.
It does, and I feel like people are saying, yeah, it's about time, right? You know, here we are in the middle of September. Nice to see those temperatures starting to come down for us. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds. Our cold front that came through last night that brought some rain in some places is gradually pulling away from us, but we're not seeing the real impact of what's behind the front just yet. It takes a little time to change the air mass over. So it's 72 right now with a dew point of 70. So that's still feeling summer-like. We'll see our temperatures falling into the 60s gradually this morning, and then we'll rebound into the mid-80s for this afternoon. It is likely to be mainly clear for us today. A little bit of lingering cloud cover, but we're looking at sunny skies. Of course, blue there lit up on the top of the tower to signify that. It is 71 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 68 in Goldsboro, feeling pretty nice in Roxboro and South Hill. And of course, that cooler, drier air will come from the north. So we're going to watch that just filtering down toward the south over the next several hours. Our normal low is 64, so we're above that right now everywhere. Tomorrow morning, 59, 55 Saturday morning, and 63 on Sunday morning. So all through the weekend, we're going to have some nice crisp mornings. And, you know, if you're out walking the dog, or if you're one of those Saturday morning runners or exercisers, it's going to feel really nice. Our high temperatures today, 84 Raleigh, 82 in Durham, 85 in Fayetteville. So feeling comfortable and close to normal for this time of year. Our normal is 83. And then we'll be mainly in the mid-80s over the weekend and into early next week. The next front that we're watching comes in on Sunday, but right now it looks like it will be mostly rain-free. What we're looking at here is not rain, but humidity. You can see the green shaded areas. That continues to gradually slide southward as we get through the afternoon and into the day tomorrow. Watch how that humidity just pushes way offshore, and it will feel very comfortable for us on Friday and Saturday in particular. Looking at 61 for the dew point today, that is not bad at all for this time of year. But look at Friday, way down to 59. A really dry air mass Friday and Saturday. Then we bounce back into the low 60s again Sunday and Monday. Again, which is not bad at all for this time of year. Talking about not bad, great evening for Football Friday tomorrow. Game time temperatures will be in the low 70s, dropping into the 60s. Tomorrow is going to be such a pretty day. And redemption on Saturday after last week's rain and thunderstorms for our Saturday football games, much better this week. NC State, UNC, Duke, and Fayetteville State all play with temperatures mostly in the 80s, except at Fayetteville State, 79, since that's a 6 o'clock start time. Check it out, Hurricane Lee. It's back down to a Category 2 storm, likely to move past Bermuda tonight, early tomorrow. And of course, it is sitting off the coast of North Carolina. We do have high rip current danger because of that. We're going to talk about what else our coast could see coming up. Our highs are mainly in the 80s, some nice cool mornings in the 50s to look forward to. We're going to take a closer look at the entire tropics, a couple other systems to talk about coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. You may need to upgrade your resume and ego for this next story. We'll explain why you'll need to be swift to land these two dream opportunities with Beyonce and Taylor.
And jump into the fun. The world's biggest bounce house will be at Fort Liberty this weekend. Coming up, how your kids can get in on the good time. Welcome back. It is 4:54. Here's a live look at downtown Raleigh from the Museum of Natural Sciences camera. We're going to get up into the low and mid 80s. We'll feel nice, and tomorrow will be the golden day for sure. The Wake County Animal Shelter is once again at risk of reaching capacity. The shelter is housing 182 pets right now. They urgently need people to adopt these pets since the facility only has space for 30 more animals. That's why the Wake County Animal Shelter is waiving adoption fees for any pet that's been at the shelter for 15 days or more. All pets are vaccinated, microchipped, spayed or neutered before they go to their new homes.
The world's largest bounce house is coming to Fort Liberty this weekend. The Big Bounce America is 32 feet tall, covers 16,000 square feet, features a DJ, slides, oversized characters, competitions, ball pits. Kids of all ages are welcome Friday through Sunday for 45-minute sessions. The day's first session is reserved for kids 7 and under. Participants can register online.
It's time to ring the alarm and get information. Beyonce has a job opening, and it could be yours. Gannett, the nation's biggest newspaper chain, is looking for a reporter who will capture the music, fashion, cultural, and economic influence of Queen B. You'll need at least a bachelor's degree in communications, journalism, or marketing, as well as 5 years in a digital-first newsroom. The position is remote, and you must be willing to travel internationally, or you could risk being pushed to the left, Jeff.
Gannett's also hiring for a Taylor Swift reporter. How about this? They will write for USA Today and The Tennessean. The company says it wants a journalist who can capture the significance of the record-breaking star's music, legacy, and cultural and economic influence. That's some journalism jobs right there. A couple of positions that I'm sure they'll get a few applications for, right?
Yeah. In the biz, we talk about having beats, specific areas of expertise. Now, that is a beat that I want to cover. Beyonce or Taylor Swift? It's great.
Beyonce beat.
Next at 5, we have more news to tell you about. Crime scene tape outside a home in Hillsboro. We'll bring you the latest after two people were shot.
Also, a second lockdown at UNC after a man waved a gun at an on-campus store. What we know about the person arrested for this crime.
Plus, a vacation at sea run aground. A cruise ship carrying more than 200 people is stuck in Greenland. From the risk of a COVID outbreak to a shortage of alcohol, we'll tell you what passengers say their top concerns are.